Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A bitter cold start this morning. It'll be the same tomorrow morning with temperatures around zero, according to Pat Pagano. And then things on Saturday, well, temperatures will get up to about mid-20s. Sunday, partly sunny in the 30s. Some sun on Monday with scattered flurries, 30 to 35. But a cold start today and a cold start tomorrow. Eastern Dutchess County will soon have a free county-run testing site. Residents around Dutchess will have several opportunities to pick up at-home test kits during the course of the next week with COVID-19. There are also several upcoming vaccine clinics that will offer pediatric doses in addition to adult. Dutchess County announced plans to open a test site that will operate twice a week for 3 weeks at the former CVS location on Route 22 in Dover Plains. The site will open January 25th, operate Tuesdays and Fridays from 4 till 7 through February 11th. Walk-ins are welcome, but pre-registration is encouraged through a portal available at the county site, which is dutchessny.gov/coronavirus testing. Rapid antigen and PCR lab testing will be both administered. The site will be run by Serengene Solutions, the testing partner the county brought in earlier this month after reports of lab results taking more than a week to be returned to residents. The county said lab results from the Dover site will take up to 48 hours from when the lab receives a sample, but that time frame can vary. Dutchess County also announced it would be giving away roughly 10,000 at-home testing kits, each of which will include two tests. They will be available to Dutchess residents only and limited to two kits per family or vehicle. Dutchess also announced it would be giving away roughly 10,000 at-home testing kits. Each will include two tests. They'll be available to Dutchess County residents only and limited to two kits per family or vehicle. Uses of local food banks in Region 1 towns will be well served due to the generosity of people. Last week, the Housatonic chapter of the FFA at Housatonic Valley Regional High School held a ceremony presenting $500 checks to five local food banks. Then, as an added bonus, a man at Freund of Freund's Farm in East Canaan also had something to give. A graduate of Housatonic herself and an active member of the Ag Ed program and FFA as a student, Freund said after striking out on her own following graduation from Cornell University, she worked for a congresswoman and served 2 years in the Peace Corps in Zambia. Quote, but then I wanted to come home and help feed the people of my community, end quote. So she joined the family farm. Freund's farm produces 2,300 gallons of milk daily. Wanting to do even more, Freund applied for and received a $5,000 grant through the Connecticut Milk Promotion Board. A total of $3,800 will be put towards the initiative of delivering fresh milk or coupons to each of the local food banks. As voters in Massachusetts weigh a new wealth tax to finance education and transportation initiatives, Massachusetts is poised to receive $1.1 billion in federal bridge repair money over the next 5 years. U.S. Representative Richard Neal from Springfield announced the money this week, crediting the work of Congress and President Biden to pass a landmark infrastructure funding law. The money will be allocated under Federal Highway Administration formulas and can be used to address 472 bridges listed in poor condition in Massachusetts. States normally must match federal money with up to 20% state or local money, but guidance issued last week signals that the federal money can be used for 100% of the cost of repairing or rehabilitating locally owned off-system bridges, according to Neal's office. Neal joined Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno on Tuesday to make the announcement at the Army Street site, where city planners hope to replace two bridges. Supporters of a constitutional amendment adding 4% surtax on household income above $1 million a year say it'll make the wealthy pay their fair share and raise money to address education and transportation differences. Opponents say state government already is awash in billions of dollars of surplus revenues. The tax will drive away some wealthy taxpayers, and they warn that lawmakers can deploy workarounds to ensure that not all the new revenue invested in education and transportation. It's going to be full tilt at Tanglewood this summer as the Boston Symphony unveils an all-hands-on-deck 10-week season of classic concerts, popular artist shows, including the return of James Taylor for two performances, a 90th birthday salute to John Williams, and a tribute to the late Broadway master Stephen Sondheim. It's the first complete slate of program at the BSO summer home since 2019. COVID-19 pandemic forced Tanglewood to shut down in 2020, and last year's season, though robust, was compressed into 6 weeks and devoid of popular artist shows. This summer, Ozawa Hall will open for the first time since 2019 for solo and small ensemble performances by visiting artists, as well as concerts by advanced young performers attending the Tanglewood Music Center Summer Institute, the year-round four-building Lindy Center Complex, inaugurated in June of 2019, will also be open for Tanglewood Learning Institute events. Ticket sales for the general public begin at 10 a.m. March 10th at tanglewood.org. And at Symphony Hall in Boston, the Tanglewood box office opens June 5th. The range of ticket prices has not been announced. By the way, tickets for James Taylor's July 3rd show go on sale on January 31st.
In Hillsdale, New York, students will deliver science presentations. Imig Drake and Ellie Yang, students in the Taconic Hills Science Research Program, will share the culmination of 3 years of intensive research work, 6 p.m. on the role of Janssen Community Library. Drake, who's been working on psychology, professor from the University of California, will be presenting her findings about the impact of traumatic brain injury on the development of anxiety. Yang, who's been working with Claudia Nab Obispo from the Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program, will share her findings on the difference between duckweed grown in a laboratory setting and duckweed growing in the wild. Masks will be required. There is a possibility the program will be moved to Zoom. Check with the Rojan Library and Taconic Hills School websites and social media for any updates. More information at rojanlibrary.org.
Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has a meeting. A fence on a side property line. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, a terrific menu featuring tapas items, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 34,715.39, the NASDAQ at 14,154.02, and the S&P 500 at 4482.73. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.